This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Olin Kreutz is going to join us to talk about Drew Dalman.
It's time.
What's up, guys? How's it going, man? The weather is beautiful here in Illinois, and the Bears are building both sides of their lines. Seems like it's kind of like we're in Bizarro World right now.
Now, we're through the looking glass here, people. White is black, and black is white.
Olin, you heard your old buddy Mike Brown at the beginning. Could you hurt somebody with a spoonful of pudding?
Olin Kreutz would get a spoonful of pudding and throw it at somebody.
You know, like...
No chance. No chance. I heard somebody in an interview, too. I heard somebody mention FBI range, and we don't want to talk about that. I think that was speech, but we won't talk about that either.
Nah.
And... Uh-oh.
No, okay. Stay away from the...
Let's freeze it right about now. Go ahead and roll it.
From the gun ranges on that one. Stay away from the gun ranges on that one. 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 Yeah. Damn it. I hate that you heard that.
Busted, Speed. Busted, man. Come on, man.
There it is.
Hey, all right, I'll be careful. I'll be more careful with my gun range reference.
Next time, be more careful.
No, I think you said, oh, did I say that?
What? Did I say it out loud? That's my mistake.
I've been trying to tell you, Speaks.
I know, you tell me. I don't listen sometimes.
It's
trouble.
Oh.
Don't we have to take a break? Don't we have to take a break?
Yeah, Roger Van Zandt.
Yeah, who's this?
You know what this is.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm talking to an empty telephone.
I don't understand.
Because there was a dead man on the other end of this line.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We are so happy that we are your choice here in afternoons to talk a little bit of everything with you. We've been talking about the Bears. We've thrown in a little bit of White Sox. We tip of the cap to the Dutchman on him taking his buyout from the Sun-Times.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue to do some of that in our last hour. We've got Big Ann Heron, who's going to join us at 5:25. People are very excited from the Brent Venables interview about Grady Jarrett.
Oh, man. Very excited is true. One specific texter talking about a physical reaction that he was having.
You don't need to share that, brother.
Yeah, well,
no one needs to know.
Well, you're the one who talks about sexy football all the time.
It is sexy football.
That was some stuff in there. The stuff about Vic Beasley. And like, no, I would draft Grady Jarrett first. Hello. Like, he got a little honest with us there at the end. He had gotten out of the car. You heard the ding.
That was a really cool thing because a lot of times when coaches are talking to NFL people, they'll just be like, oh, yeah, totally, Vic Beasley. Right. The fact that he gave up the reel and was like, look, Vic's great.
You'll win a game with that guy.
This guy will change your locker room.
Uh-huh. So
he'll change
go.
Your culture.
So Grady Jarrett can come here and help change the culture right here.
I think that's really awesome.
Let's do it. This week, Lawrence, there is Major League Baseball. On Saturday, there will be an exhibition game. The Cubs will play the Hanshin Tigers in Japan at 10 p.m. Central Time. That's Saturday night. Sunday morning, the Cubs will play the Yomiuri Giants. I guess it's technically going to end up being on Monday morning.
Isn't Marquee has got one of those games, right? Or are they? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that. I thought I saw that somewhere that Marquee was carrying
one of the exhibition games.
Yeah, one of those games they were going to carry.
I'm sure we can.
I'll look it up.
Marquee has Saturday.
Okay, so that's Saturday.
They also have Sunday.
So 10 Central, and they have the Sunday game, the exhibition game.
Yes.
What time are they hitting the air on that?
5 a.m. That's Marquee and MLB Network.
Okay, but that's it's weird because you've got the 10 Central on Saturday and then also 5 a.m. They're playing back to back games like that. I think that might be a
no,
little
no. I think that would be the equivalent of like a day night doubleheader.
I suppose, anyway. I know that the big league games, the actual games, are Tuesday the 18th of March and Wednesday the 19th of March. Dodgers and Cubs, regular MLB games a week from today at 5 a.m. Central Time, right here.
So and we're going to have a watch party. Mully and Hall are going to do a whole thing.
I heard food plans being talked about in Mitch's office earlier today. Yes, those guys get to have a watch party for the game, which will be broadcast here on our air. That's pretty cool.
Pat and Ron are going to be at Wrigley.
Yes, Pat and Ron and Zach, I believe, at Wrigley, dealing with some stuff. It's going to be fun on the broadcast.
I'm excited. I'm wondering, like, will they turn like the lights on and stuff at Wrigley?
I don't know.
Will the board be on that early in the morning? Like, can people that are walking by, like, maybe hear? Is there any ordinances that would keep them from being able to do that?
That's a great question.
Do you put it on in Gallagher Way? Right? You have to, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, man. God, that'd be a fun place to go and hang out and watch the game.
Can you imagine, like, you're trying to catch the bus to go to work, and you're like, look at this. Cubs are on.
Oh, man.
I hope they do that.
I hope they do that, too. I wonder if they're doing that. That would be fun. I know one meatball Cubs fan who lives in my house who would really enjoy going to that if that was a thing. You know, it's a great idea. All right,
can we send her to Japan?
Let's get a GoFundMe.
Need a GoFundMe going. Bleacher Christine. See if we can send her over
Love
there.
Love Bleacher Steen.
See if we can make that work.
Hey, man.
She's letting that beard go a little bit too long.
I think so.
Enough with the bit. You don't get your own seat in the bleachers.
So we know that it's a 26-man roster for the actual games.
Right.
That start a week from today.
There's five extra players to go over there because it's not like if someone gets hurt, you can call them up from Iowa.
And those five extra players are available to play in the exhibition games. So you got a 31-person roster for the two exhibition games and then the 26 with the five extra taxi squad guys.
Right, just in case, because it's not like, you know, hey, we happen to have a guy who is he's in Nagasaki. We can just drive him over and get him over here for the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it works out with smart move by Major League Baseball to increase what we would for a doubleheader or anything like that.
And the big news today is that Matt Shaw is going to Japan. Here's Jed Hoyer talking about Matt Shaw, the young third baseman, being named as kind of the final piece of the roster puzzle headed to Tokyo.
He earned it, you know, certainly by the way he's performed in the minors. But, I don't think we do have a good track record with those kind of hitters. I think that when you draft a guy like that, you don't know exactly the path. But certainly you're hoping that what you expect in the draft is he's lived up to. I think he's even exceeded that. It's definitely quicker than we probably anticipated. But like I said, he's a really hard worker. He's got great makeup, and I think his hard work has gone into him earning that. He's got a pretty slow heartbeat, and that's going to be tested, you know. But even when we told him he was on the team, and his reaction super appropriate for the moment. Like, he wasn't, you know, overwhelmed by the moment. I think the nice thing with him is I think he feels like, you know, okay, I'll savor this moment and then I'll move on to the next thing, in a way, where I think that's how he's wired. And you know, he's not the biggest guy. I think he's been proving people wrong a little bit his whole life, and I think he enjoys that. And so I think he's like I said, both these guys are going to be challenged, and I think they're both up for the challenge, you know, both mentally and physically.
It's got to be a crazy thrill for him to get to be on the team for not just opening day or the domestic opener on the road or the eventual home opener at Wrigley, but opening day in Japan.
So you have this opportunity for a trip that you were never ever going to make, and now have it being a part of your story, like the your story of success, and you add all of it together, the relationship that baseball has had with the United States and Japan goes back. As a matter of fact, one of the first places that went to go travel to play baseball in Japan was the University of Chicago, and they've got the artifacts there on campus of that trip, and I want to say that was in the 20s, like the 1920s, maybe they went over and played baseball over there. And for it to come full circle with there being Japanese stars on the Dodgers and the Cubs, and them getting an opportunity to show out in front of the home folks, man, this is a crazy opportunity, like a really cool opportunity. I was reading on Jordan Bastian this morning. And he wrote a great piece on Shota, who I don't know how that guy isn't everyone's like favorite, because he's awesome.
Shota Imanaga will be pitching in that series, as will Yoshinobu Yamamoto for the Dodgers. That's your opening day matchup.
So let me give you a couple of graphs of Jordan.
Okay.
And him talking about, you know, and one of the things that Shota said is that it's going to be a special moment for him to be able to go back there. Jordan also writes, on Monday morning, light blue t-shirts with Japanese script and Tokyo Series 2025 on the front were draped over the chairs around the Cubs locker room. Cubs manager Craig Counsell noted that more than 31 tees were handed out, so there was no clues on the front as to who was going to be on that travel roster, at least until yesterday. The Cubs then, after their game, will board their flight to Japan.
So that's today. I think they're on the flight to Japan right now.
I think they are. Bringing enough players to the 26-man roster and 5-player pool of extras.
I bet they just left the stadium like in the middle of the game. I mean, that's the way that you do it.
That's the way I do it.
Yeah, you just look up and the Cubs plane is flying above and they're just gone. That's the way it happened. Oh, wait, no, they're still playing. So Brewers and the Cubs at the bottom of the seventh.
So get this. Before Sunday's workout, Counsell invited a comedian there, Saku Yanagawa. Well, I don't think I did that right. Let me try that again.
I heard about
Yanaga.
This guy.
Saku Yanaga is the name of the comedian who lives here.
Yeah, no, he's part of Second City in Chicago. So he's a Japanese-American comedian who's part of the Second City improv troupe as well.
And so I did a little bit of digging because I guess he was also like a baseball player of some note.
Because they brought him in to talk to the players about Japanese culture and give them a little breakdown of what to expect on their Tokyo trip.
And one of the things the council said is that if the group does a toast, the younger players are supposed to have their glasses lower than the older players, which made Justin Turner very happy. Because he's the oldest guy on the team.
I respect.
Like that sort of thing. But apparently, Yanaga, it was on like a traveling national team when he was 18 years old. That's how he found out about Chicago in the first place.
Wow.
And he does funny stand-up. And it actually has to do with baseball. So we found this clip and thought we would share.
I like American culture, especially baseball, because when I was 18 years old, I was playing in a national team in Japan and came to Chicago to watch the game. Then at the beginning of the game, announcer said, "Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and take your hat off and give it up for World War II hero, Mr. Blah, blah, blah." Then everyone stood and clapped. But I didn't know if I should. Because, you know. But I didn't want to be disrespectful, so I stood and clapped twice. One for each bombs. What, too soon?
That's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
Our boss is on the line. What did I do? Did I mess up?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing. So just to enhance this story real quick, I was fortunate to be in Arizona this weekend. We had some of our Cubs clients in Mesa, and I was outside the hotel in the outfield, the Sheraton Mesa, Saturday evening, like 5 o'clock. The bus was leaving at 6:30, but I was bored, so I was just standing outside, and this gentleman had a Cubs backpack, a Cubs hat, and the Japanese flag on the side of the hat. So I talked to anybody. I said hello. He said hello. I said, are you with the Cubs? And we started talking. He goes, I'm actually a comedian at Second City, and I'm speaking to the team. So, Lawrence, everything you just read. So I met this guy, super nice, and he obviously lives in Chicago. So he gave me his number, and he said, tomorrow morning, what you said, I'm going to speak to the team. And the interesting thing he said was, he said, I asked counsel, how far do you want me to go? Like, you want me to really explain Japanese culture and how funny? And he said, how dirty do you want me to get? Like, how much you want me to expand? And counsel told him, go as deep as you want and really expand. So I just found it interesting how Jordan Bastian wrote about it, what you just read. But this guy couldn't have been nicer. And like you said, he lives in Chicago. So I have his number. Like, at any time, if you guys ever want to talk to him, he couldn't have been nicer. And it was just funny how he was just walking outside and we just started talking. So
we should
how they brought him in.
That's awesome. We should absolutely talk to that guy. We need somebody to be one of our guys to help us, you know, cover this series. That's freaking awesome.
I thought we were going to get his thoughts on Drew Dahlman. He's been here long enough to have a Bears thought. Let me tell you.
And the other thing is, no surprise, he also said he's very good friends with Shota and Suzuki during the season. They hang out a little bit. So it might be fun maybe to bring him in studio and translate, and maybe those guys could become regulars with your translator.
Hey, slow down, all right? We got our own producers, but thank you so much.
Have a good night, boys.
Boss, you're the best.
That's Mitch Rosen.
Always be producing.
When I see that name pop up on the phone, I'm like,
uh-oh.
Damn it.
What did we do? No, that's good stuff. We should absolutely talk to Saku. I love your excitement for it, and Mitch has a number already. That's phenomenal.
I'm not surprised.
Bruce Levine was on today with Mully and Haw this morning, and he shared a nugget on the Cubs traveling to Japan.
You know, yesterday I was walking through the clubhouse, and there's shirts that say Chicago Cubs in Japanese, you know, T-shirts on every chair, except guys like Nico Horner, who is not going.
That's sad. That's kind of sad. And
why can't he get a shirt, whether he goes or not?
He could probably, though.
Give him a shirt. Poor guy.
Consul said they made 40, you know, just for some of the guys that aren't going. But,
my God.
You know, there was a shirt on Shaw's chair. I mean, okay. I mean, so if you want to read that, Bruce. Is that an indication?
Nice. That's it.
We'll get you guys. I think Mully and Haw need a...
We need some merch. Some of those. We do. Yeah. We need some merch.
We need some sake, please.
Yeah, but, you know, we're going to need some cash to buy somebody off.
I need somebody to walk on my back. I don't know if one of you guys want to do it. Whatever.
No, thanks. Thanks, Bruce. Great stuff.
Thanks, there's Bruce. A straight line there, but I'm not going to use it.
Please.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay.
My God. Wow. My heart breaks for Nico Horner, man. Nico, I mean, we've gotten to know him. I've gotten to know him. He's a wonderful guy. And he's like a really smart and curious young dude who loves to travel. Got so much out of the London experience last year.
Should he just go? Like, should he just meet the guys at the airport?
They should. I want them to be bringing Nico there. I understand he's rehabbing. He's working. He's trying to get ready for domestic opening day, which is the 27th. And that, of course, is the goal. It's a business decision.
It's the most important thing.
I know. But just spiritually, I ache for our guy, Nico Horner. Man, he's...
I do, too. I mean, this is a chance of a lifetime to have a trip like this.
Yes! Yes, with your team, with your boys. Nico's a hell of a teammate. Loves the whole thing. Remember when we talked to Nico about the Japan trip, and it was a little sad even then.
Well, theoretically, though, they could do this again next year because it was just 2 years in a row for the Dodgers, right?
That's true.
They're playing internationally.
It's true. So maybe it'll be the Cubs again.
The Cubs could totally go again if they have an enjoyable experience with it.
Conceivable if Nico's here, you know?
If he's still here.
If you don't get to go, what can we do? Can we send sushi? I mean, the desert is not a great spot for sushi historically out there in Arizona, but, you know, we'd like to do anything we can if you don't get to go.
Yeah, no, I think even the best sushi in Arizona would just feel like a bit of a slap in the face compared to what the team's experiencing there. So hopefully we don't get to that point, but I'll probably not be consuming sashimi while the team's in Japan if I don't go.
Nico, thanks for the time, man. We're wishing you health and wishing you Asia. All right?
Yes. That would be a good combo.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
So we definitely have to send him a Steely Dan album for sure.
No, send him an Asia album. Send him Astra or Alpha.
Well, what should he should totally like eat an American meal tonight?
100%
fried chicken. Yeah, he should stick it to Japan like we did in 41, dude. 42. It was probably 42. It was
45.
Keep going. Yeah, 45.
Took a while.
They spoiled Oppenheimer for me. Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr., really good.
All I'm saying is Robert Downey Jr. ought to win an Oscar. He better win an Oscar for that.
He was very good.
Yeah, I know he was.
He was nominated.
Yeah,
for
he
the
won.
Oscar,
he totally won. Yeah. He totally won. What can we do for Nico? What can we do?
As a show?
Yes.
I don't think there's much we can do for him other than us doing something that, you know, makes us look better. Do you want to get him a shirt?
We can get him. I mean, if they didn't get him one of these Japan shirts,
let's take Vidal
Brujan's shirt
I
away.
Love Bruce, but I feel like everyone got a shirt. Like, Jordan wrote that everyone got a shirt.
Hey, did Sammy get a shirt? I'm going to be very upset if Sammy got a shirt.
What if Sammy's in Japan?
You know he's going to be.
And Nico's not.
I bet you Sut's in Japan. I'm just guessing.
Hey, Maddie. What are you doing in Japan?
You want to find that sake?
Uh-huh. That's where you'll find it.
He will help you.
How about it? What's going on with the Congress?
But I feel like he should go like super American. Like it
Nico
should be,
yeah.
It should be like burgers and beer. Like that's what he should just do tonight.
We should send him an Obvious shirt. Shane, talk to Joe from Obvious Shirts. How about the Cubs went to Japan and all I got was this stupid t-shirt?
So Tanny and I talked about it earlier and I did call Joe after our pre-show meeting today, have not connected yet, but Tanny had a very good idea for the shirt.
Yeah, Bruce said that the shirt said Chicago Cubs in Japanese, so I think Obvious Shirt should make a shirt that says Chicago Cubs in Japanese, but all in English.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, let's get the care package going. We'll send him an Asia album, Steely Dan's Asia, burgers, fried chicken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's something from Hello Kitty.
Oh, no, nothing Japanese. Stay American.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Stay American.
Yeah, stop turning Japanese.
Yeah. And send him somebody to walk on his back like Molly.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
When we come back, Big Ann Heron has got, you remember how yesterday when I read the scouting report?
Got me going, man.
Well, now you're going to get to talk to him.
Violent hands.
About Grady Jarrett. Next.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.